Pukenakua practiced. On Sunday, August 30th, he was back on the Rams practice field, per Miles Simmons at Pro Football Talk. His first practice since the core and hip flexor issue, a psoas injury, pulled him out on August 11th. A day later, Brock Vieira at Rams Wire described him as on track to play in the Week 1 opener against the Niners in Melbourne on September 10th. Two caveats belong next to that, and they are ours to carry. First, no report in the window says whether Sunday's session was full or limited. A return to the field is a fact. The shape of the return is not yet won. Second, on track to play is team-adjacent optimism from the beat, not an independent medical read. The direction is right, the certainty is not earned yet. Cut Day answered the roster question without drama. Nakua is one of seven wide receivers on the initial 53 the Rams announced Sunday, per Mikel Mathieu at the Sporting Tribune, with no injury designation anywhere in the week's reporting. The room around him shifted at the edges. The Rams reacquired Tutu Atwell from Miami on Thursday, per the Associated Press, and waived Brennan Presley, Tyler Scott, and True Edwards, per Blaine Grisak at Sports Illustrated. Nothing in that reshuffle adds target competition at the top. Thursday's preseason finale changes nothing in his file. The Rams rested all regular starters, per Adam Wells at Bleacher Report, so Nakua would not have played regardless. Last week's episode ended on a fork. When Melbourne preparation opened, either Nakua would be on the practice field or this became a Week 1 story. Both halves came back favorable. He was on the field Sunday, and there is explicit word on the opener. Back in June, we previewed Nakua as a solved receiver, 129 catches, second in the league in receiving yards, by our numbers. With availability the one open question, and the absence that started on August 11th spent the rest of the month writing in that column. This week it ended in the right direction. What remains is the distance between a first practice and a full workload in Australia. We'll check back as Melbourne comes into focus. Data via NFL Verse.